Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
Friends.
It is 8:52 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, you know, on World Radio Day, World Radio Day is probably the one chance where all stations come together and we just do stupid stuff. I've got some people that I'm going to put on air right now from another station, for that matter. And they're still talking, for that matter.
It's just something you stumble into.
Never knew.
And I'll tell you the history of doing what I'm doing right now. I'll walk you through this.
You can also ask me the same question. Also.
Okay, Mook. It's here. How long are you on radio?
Okay, I'm on radio. It's 6 months now. Official 6 months.
What was the first day on radio, on air like?
It was terrible. It was terrible. I remember my first day on air was with Trezor, and it was terrible.
Funny enough that he's saying Trezor. I'll also explain that.
Terrible. I was stressing. I was out of my mind. But towards the end of the show, it was pretty much fine. But I think we have our family on air.
Yes, yes.
Shall we introduce them or shall you introduce them?
Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's happening?
Hello, siblings. Yay! The first time in the history of radio, I want to say, you are live on air, but... Just before we go on and introduce you, well, ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing on our siblings on 99FM.
Yes.
Yes, yes, from Fresh FM.
Yeah, yeah,
the breakfast show, NSK, Shaquan. Hi, guys.
Yes. What's up?
Good. Happy World Radio Day to you guys.
Happy World Radio Day, Books and Adora. Listen, it's a pity Shaquan is not here. She's on leave. You know what I mean? She's snorting right now as we speak.
So, NSK, we're going to go straight into this.
Yeah,
man. I mean, it's our day. It's a big day for us.
Of course.
A big deal. Can you remember your first day on air? I mean, Mook said it was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree because I was shaking my pants, bro. I was like, this mic is so scary. What was the first day on radio for you like?
I actually do remember, and I did it with the legendary Rufi. You know Rufi, right? She's in Zimbabwe
100%.
Right now. Of a star fan. Yeah.
Come on, man.
And this was campus radio. This was UNAM radio. What happened was our boss at the time was Lord Damodamata. And what he did was he placed me on Rufi's show on Saturday. Now, you must understand, Rufi is a crazy human being. Her energy is on level planet Mars or something. I don't know. So I jump on the show, right? So I'm like, hey, Rufi, whatever. I'm this scrawny little kid from Mobish Bay. And she's just like, mic is on, talk. And she's in the vibe. And I'm like, yo, what khanan, bruh?
I was just introducing myself and you're opening the mic.
You know what I mean? But you know what? Since then, thrown in the deep end. And here we are, 12, 13 years later?
Guys, you speak out, bro.
Keep it moving. The next question I have for you is, because one of my embarrassing moments was having the mic on while I thought the mic was on. And I was just there blabbering. What was your most embarrassing moment on air?
It was actually recently.
It was
actually Shaquan and I.
Uh-huh.
So last year, right, we've got this game called Battle of the Sexes.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Shaquan and I, we literally lost our cool to each other on air. And we went on an argument for almost 30 minutes. We didn't play adverts. We had managers standing here by the door like, yo, what are you guys doing? But Shaquan and I, we are fighting, bruh. Shaquan, will you lace the egg? Will you lace the egg? But we fought for like 30 minutes, guy. It's literally on our website. And you know, after that, you were like, yo, bad market me, bro. What?
Yeah.
We are professionals. You know, why are you losing your cool as if you're Eddie Shabin? But we lost our cool. I'm not going to lie. She knows it. I know it. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
It was a genuine. Imagine you and Mooks, right? Like, you guys lose it.
I feel like we've like lost enough times off air that I'm glad it didn't come on air. I'm about to woo. Sprung already powerful. Now, that actually brings me to my next question in this
Yeah.
If there's one thing about your co-host that really annoys you the most,
yeah,
what would it be? And you know what? I'm not going to just ask you this question. When Shaquan comes back, I'm going to call back on air and we're going to ask her the same question. What is the one thing your co-host does that annoys you the most?
Bruh, Shaquan loves crying on air, bruh.
My guy, yo, my guy, I have the same problem here.
Yo.
We're the same.
Yo, you've got the same problem.
Same problem.
Yo, I, yo, now you all, now moves, now moves, now you are there all awkward, like, I know, what no mark, no, mazak.
He's laughing, bro.
But listen, it's a woman thing, and you know, for most of us, when we're out there, we're alpha females, but when we get into this space, for us, it feels like a safe space.
Yeah,
It feels like I'm allowed to just express myself. And I guess partially, I can't just count on you across the list. Yeah. I want other people to also know and also come in and say, you're okay.
Yeah, well, look, the female listener loves it, Mook. So, and Adora, I guess. Yeah, check this out, guys. Real quick, you know that what we're doing right now is actually a huge phenomena. And I want to give credit to people who have done it before us, right? Mm-hmm, just two instances. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned this in my podcast.
Yeah.
Cheese, KBBDP.
Yeah.
When he was on Fresh FM and I was at Energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was presenting the show with Crochet.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheese and I had beef that time. Like serious beef. No, this is not like, oh my God, we just radio beef. No, we didn't like each other. Yeah. Or I didn't like him.
Yeah.
So what he did is he did a prank call to my show Wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it got ugly.
Why did you
have Max? I built in me.
Guys, you know, you're talking Jesus on Nudig. That's one. That's one. Number two, I have to give props to Lucy K and Lucy. What they would do is when they were used to have that afternoon drive show on National FM, they would have call-ins with the Fungi when he was on Energy. So I just wanted to like give also just that historical context of what we're doing. It's not an abnormal thing. We do it from time to time, I believe.
Yeah.
It's World Radio Day.
I mean, it's World Radio Day. It's our day.
Exactly.
This is how we're celebrating it. Asabli. And it's okay. Let's leave you to radio your radio.
Asabli. Because no news is here. What?
Ah, the news is here.
So someone who leaves that. So thank you so much for joining us. Oh, check the undercut.
Shabby, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Thanks, NSK.
Cheers.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.